Orienta Scruna, no mais pão. 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 Orienta Scruna, no mais pão.
And welcome, Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. You heard the theme music. I am myself, Dust Crooner. And Gene, who are you?
I'm Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to the first show of...
Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
This is the first show, and that's the theme music that you'll always hear in the beginning and maybe in the end. It's Vivaldi, but Vivaldi really screwed up.
Really screwed up. Let's put it that way.
We screwed up the Vivaldi guy. Okay, so... Charles, what are we going to do? And this is the first show, and we don't have a guest. Usually, we're going to... I think our format is going to be where we're going to have guests.
Ultimately.
Just like Calvis and Damien, those guys.
Yeah, but we need a budget.
Yes, we're going to... We don't need a budget.
We need to be able to cajole people into coming over here if it's worth their time.
I got beer. I got lots
of
beer.
Oh, that's right. Of course you got beer.
I also got lots of
Yeah, who...
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Hi.
Yeah, everything legal right
Musicians
here.
Musicians like beer and drugs and cigarettes. And we got cigarette tums and cocaine. I got it all right here.
Send drugs and rock and roll. That's right. You know it.
You know it. Well, today's show, we decided since it's our first show, what we're going to do is we're going to introduce ourselves, play a little of our music since we're both composers. Actually, we're always going to play our music, you know, because we're such promoters.
And we're egotistical bastards on top of that.
Absolutely. I'm as egotistical as they come. Wait, that's let me right. get some beer. Hold on.
We'll be right back while Gene has a sip of beer. And we're back. Can you believe that? Was that quick and easy?
Yes, brought to you by beer. Good for you.
Yes, good, and cleans out your insides. In any case.
Well, today, I thought this is what I thought. I thought it would be good for us if Charles and I got two pieces from the past, two pieces written by other composers that we think have influenced some music of ours. So Charles brought two pieces of... we could just tell you. You brought a piece by Respighi and a piece by...
A piece of Respighi and a piece of Poulenc.
Of Poulenc. And then to match each of those pieces, he's going to play a piece of his, a composition of his.
Which was directly influenced. But the fact is, we are the two of the most unique composers in the world, but we're influenced by somebody.
Charles, you can't really say that.
Yes, I can. Of course I can.
Can't really. Okay, I have a piece by Stravinsky and a piece by Frank Zappa. And both two pieces of mine, which... influenced or directly or indirectly that music. So that's what we're going to do today. And I think perhaps we should... Well, hey, you know what? You know what Callis and Damien always did, which was kind of cool? They had a station edification.
Yes.
But we didn't write one up where they have... But
we're basically
Sean should do one saying you're listening to... Okay, well, let's write what you say. You're listening to...
Das Crooner... Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Or Das Crooner and Noise Punk on... The old Calvis and Damien on Calvis.org. Isn't that what the...
That's exactly what the site
is. So on Calvis.org.
Would you care to
do the announcement?
Go for it.
You're listening to Noise Punk and Das Crooner on Calvis.org. Noise Punk and Das Crooner on Calvis.org.
Whoa. Ooh, spooky indeed.
Dude, he's high. Wait, let me get him a beer.
We'll spray right back while Gene takes a nose. And we're back already as Gene just took a sip.
That was some good beer. All right.
Well, let's get to the music. Do you have a preference? Should I go first?
Okay, you go first. You know
why?
Why? You know why you're gay? Because you're going to go first.
I'm alphabetically correct anyway, I think.
Yeah.
Why don't we start with something small? About 12 years... Inside joke party of three. In any case.
Okay, so, all right. First, let's do what piece you want to do.
About 12 years ago, I wrote this work called Five Songs of Mother
12
Goose.
12 years ago? How old
are
you?
Can you believe it? Of course, I'm only 18 right now. The piece was... Thank you, Gene. The piece was directly inspired from a wonderful work of Francis Poulenc, entitled Le Bestiaire, or as we like to call it here in America, The Zoo, which is a short 6-movement piece. Roughly, each movement is about 30 seconds to a minute and a half. And this form was intriguing to me, so I wanted to write a piece of a similar form. And I one day found this book of Mother Goose poems, and you know all the hit poems were in there, Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick, and all that. But I found a lot of obscure pieces in there, a lot of obscure poems in there, some of which you've never heard of, and I found 5 of them. So I wrote the piece, and it turned out to be one of my, for the lack of a better term, one of my biggest hits. So, with that said, why don't we listen to first the Poulenc Le Bestiaire, otherwise known as The Zoo, featuring soprano Felicity Lott and pianist Graham Johnson, and that will be immediately followed by a performance of my work, Five Songs of Mother Goose, featuring soprano Elizabeth Weigel and pianist Kelly Horsted.
First star I see.
music of Charles Coleman, otherwise known as Das Kruner, one of your hosts. Thank you. Five songs of Mother Goose featuring soprano Elizabeth Weigel and pianist Kelly Horsted. And just before that, we heard it's the piece's main influence, that of Le Bestiaire by Francis Poulenc. Well, come on. That was with soprano Felicity Lott, not to be confused with the show Felicity. Felicity Lott.
Tonight
soprano,
on Felicity.
Dame Felicity Lott, I should mention. She just became a dame.
What does that mean? She's a chick?
Yeah. Yes. In England, they're more than just chicks, Gene. Yes. Felicity Lott, along with pianist Graham Johnson, playing Poulenc's Le Bestiaire.
Did you say Ram?
Yeah. And from the...
Wait. Did you say Ram Johnson?
Graham Johnson.
Because that's two things.
Gene, okay, two words. You're a moron.
Yes.
But anyway.
Shut up!
Shall we move on now to the music of Gene Pritzker,
yes,
a.k.a.
Noise Punk.
That's right.
Okay. So here it is. This is how it goes. I'm going to play my graduation thesis. Thesis, sorry.
Like, we weren't expecting that.
Well, me and Charles both graduated from Manhattan School of
Music. That's Charles
and
I to you folks, in case
you're... Shut the hell up.
Yes.
From Manhattan School of Music, and my... orchestral theses, I wrote this piece called Pretty Maiden Slam Dancing, which, as its premise, says that the first mosh pit, if you guys know, it's like when people slam dance or mosh in a heavy metal concert. So the first slam dance
pit
in the 20th century was Rite of Spring, the premiere of Rite of Spring of
1913,
where in France they all went so crazy they started hitting each other in the head and all that. So it's a 10-minute piece for orchestra of all heavy metal music, but the main theme is the principal theme of the Rite of Spring, the beginning theme, but an inversion of it. So it's
with
like
the principal theme,
the
bassoon theme.
The back.
Well, hold on. Let's demonstrate that. The bassoon, the original theme of the Rite of Spring is and the version is believe it or not, it is in fact a direct inversion of the Rite of Spring theme music.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna first play
a portion of Rite of Spring.
Charles brought a recording. What's the recording you brought?
We're gonna hear the Met Orchestra performed by let's say that again. We're going to hear the Met Orchestra, otherwise known as the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra when they do opera. But in this case, they're doing a symphonic work, Rite of Spring, conducted by James Levine.
And then my piece, Pretty Maiden Slam Dancing, performed by the
Manhattan Composer
Orchestra, conducted by Glenn Cortese. Back in 94. Yo, back in the days, this is old school I'm talking about right here. All right, so here we go. Stravinsky, then Pritzker. Rite of Spring, Pretty Maiden Slam Dancing. You know what? I'm gonna make it... I'm not playing the whole Rite of Spring, so yeah. Somewhere in the middle, we're going to start my piece. See if you could catch where Rite of Spring ends and my piece starts. The clue is the whole orchestra counts off 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Pretty Maidens Slam Dancing, work by Gene Pritzker, also known as Noise Punk.
Yo, Noise Punk, yo!
Of Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
And before that, what did we hear before
we heard
that,
the great classic Rite of Spring, one of the first influences to the rest of 20th century music. We heard a wonderful performance by the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, or as they call themselves, the Met Orchestra, when they are in concert, conducted by James Levine, of course.
Nice guys.
Yes, well, powerful work.
So thank you. So we had Rite of Spring, Pretty Maiden Slam Dancing, that tells you something about me and then tells you something about Charles. Yes. It doesn't tell you much more.
But we should point out that you didn't. Were you not born the year after Stravinsky?
I was born the same year.
The same year,
I was
1971.
Born 2 months after he died.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Reincarnation. What's going on?
Uniqueness. When one thing goes away, all of a sudden something is reborn.
Yeah, quiet.
Thank you.
All right, so.
When in doubt,
should
move
we,
on.
We're going to do one more. Now, I think the next thing we're going to do, I think we should do another Charles piece called
Streetscape,
but yes. It's inspired by a piece.
By Ottorino Respighi, a classic work entitled The Pines of Rome. Not so much in material, but rather in form. When I was commissioned to write this work, Streetscape, originally commissioned by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, thank you, conducted by Paavo Järvi, I was asked to... what you're wondering there, ladies and gentlemen, don't even bother. In any case,
we're going to go to a segment in the program before we play a well-known classical piece of music like Respighi. We're going to go to the Sean Satin Corner, or as they call it, Satan's Corner. And in Satan's Corner, what happens is Sean is going to read the official program notes of the... of the Respighi. But we get it from this book that Lou gave me. Lou!
Lou!
Lou! Lou! Every time we say the name Lou, we have to go... Lou! Lou! And the name of the book is... Charles, read the name of the book.
The name book is The New York Philharmonic Guide to the Symphony by Edward Lou. Downs.
By who?
By Lou.
By Lou. By Lou.
By Edward Downs.
Lou's going to like this show. Okay, so Sean, just start reading. Now, what's going to happen is Sean's going to read the program notes while me and Charles in the background are going to improvise on my piano, my out-of-tune piano, okay? Yeah. So here it goes.
After the sensational success of his Fountains of Rome, completed in 1917, Respighi composed two more tone poems on Roman subjects, The Pines of Rome and Roman Festivals. Each depicts in highly colored orchestral style four contrasting aspects of a characteristically Roman site. An Italian critic has claimed that Respighi's Rome was the decadent modern Rome of the sensualist and epicure De Annunzio, rather than classical Rome. However that may be, Respighi and the orchestral painter commanded a palette of spectacular range and subtlety, and occasion, as in the Pines of Appian Way, of overwhelming power. Respighi was a frankly eclectic artist, influenced most strongly by his teacher Rimsky-Korsakov, with whom he worked in Russia, but also by the French Impressionists, by Richard Strauss, and at least in passing, by Gregorian Chant. His Pines of Rome, composed in 1924, was first heard at Augusteo Molinari. It was given its American premiere by the New York Philharmonic in Carnegie Hall on January 14th, 1926, under the direction of Arturo Toscanini.
Thank you.
the first portion of Streetscape by Charles Coleman, otherwise known as Das Gruner, here on Noise Punk and Das Gruner. And that was a performance by the Riga Festival Orchestra, conducted by Normund Schnee. And prior to that, we heard a performance of the first portion of The Pines of Rome by Ottorino Respighi, featuring the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Louis Lane. Lane is so lame. The point is, the piece, so form-wise, you might notice a similarity in terms of key and form, but that's about the only similarity. Otherwise, I hope that my piece has its own merit, regardless of its influence. Nonetheless, there was an influence there anyway.
Almost.
Right. Thank you, Sean Satan.
All
right, so... It's now going back to Gene, I assume.
So, basically, I'm going to talk... One of my favorite composers of the 20th century is Frank Zappa.
You know it.
Oh, I love Frank Zappa. He's great. Now, he was way
ahead
of his time.
Crazy son of a bitch.
He was doing some electronic music before computers, before you could just, like, copy and paste and just do all these things that I could do here on my computer. He was doing this stuff with tape. So, this is... from 1967, he had this album called Absolutely Free. And the piece is called Brown Shoes Don't Make It. And he was doing some crazy things in the studio. You know, I think he probably cut tape or something. You know, he had to use
quite
a razor.
Literally.
Yeah, cutting the tape and doing all these things electronically. And I was very influenced by this. When I heard this, I freaked out. And I've been doing electronic music for a long time now. And the piece I'm going to play is from my Poetic Subjects Eternal. It's called... I Knew a Woman, on a poem by Theodore Rothke. And the singer, the baritone here, is none other than Charles Coleman, Das Gruner.
Your co-host.
Yes. So we're going to first play to We're going to first play to Frank Zappa, Brown Shoes Don't Make It. Then we're going to go into my piece, Poetic Subjects Eternal, for baritone, soprano, and samplestra. Samplestra is what I call all electronics, an orchestra of samples. And this is the first movement, which is just for baritone and samplestra, with Charles Coleman singing, called... I Knew a Woman, on a poem by Theodore Rothke. So, Zappa, then Pritzker. Check it out!
Bummer every summer, be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care. Pilot every ugly, shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk,
go to work.
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 Do your job and do it right.
Nice and blue.
TV tonight.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Why?
Thank you.
with her clothes and into a bed where she tickles his fancy all night long. His wife's attending an orchid show. Wheel for a week to get him to go. Back in the bed is T.H. Queen. Is rocking and rolling and acting obscene.
Baby, baby. Baby, baby.
And he loves it, he loves it. She's nasty, she digs it in bed. And she knows how to nasty. She's a dirty on mine. Corrupted, loaded. Well, she's working today. And I hear she gets loaded. If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again, oh baby. Smother that girl in chocolate syrup. Strap her on. To go home, Madge is on the phone. Gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys. TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
I knew a woman lovely in her boat. When small birds sighed, she would sigh back at them. Ah, when she moved more ways than one. The shapes of bright container cat contain. Choice, virtues only gods should speak. Or English poets who grew up on Greek. I'd have them sing in chorus, cheek to cheek, cheek to cheek. How well her wishes when she stroked my chin. She taught me turn and counter turn and stand. Touch that undulant white skin. I nibbled meekly from her proffered hand. She was the sickle, I poor I the rake. Coming behind her for her pretty sake. But what prodigious moving we did make. Like a gander and adores a goose. Her full lips pursed the errant note to seize. Loose my eyes, they dazzled at her flowing knees, her several parts could keep a pure repose or one hip quiver with a mobile nose. She moved in circles. Seed be grass, and grass turn to hay. I am martyr to one motion, not my own. What's freedom for? To know eternity. I swear, she cast a shadow as stone. But who would count eternity in days? These old bones live to learn her wanton ways. I measure time by how a body sways.
That was Charles Coleman singing mine, Gene Pritzker, Noise Punk, a piece for baritone and sample struck called I Knew a Woman from Poetic Subjects Eternal, which the whole cycle is for soprano, baritone, two rappers, and Sampastra, pre-recorded electronics. And before that, we heard Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention from the album Absolutely Free, the piece called Brown Shoes Don't Make It. Electronica, baby, back in the 60s, you know what I'm saying? Very hot. What do you think, Charles? What do you think of it?
It was quite powerful, both pieces.
Very nice.
But that will do it for this segment of Noise Punk, and Das Crooner.
Wait, let's do it together. 3, 4.
Noise Punk, and Das Crooner.
Yeah, Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Ooh, that was
the
dramatic.
First show that we ever did. And hopefully we're going to do one of these shows every, maybe twice a month. How about twice a month, Charles?
At least twice a month.
Okay, maybe once a month. Twice a month.
We got nothing better to do.
If Calvis and Damien like it, we'll keep doing it. They'll put it on their website. Everybody hear it. And here comes the theme music. So from Noise Punk
and Das Crooner,
we say
noise to you.
Until next time.
Goodbye.
Noise Punk and Das Crooner.